Okay, it's Gimel Tevet, number 11th, on page Mem Gimel, just to finish off the third Mikhtav, which is really advice for Yeshiva Bachar who's struggling from other acquaintance of others who are competitive, maybe show off a little bit. So, last paragraph, HaKavod HaAmiti Hu Lo HaMakom HaChavres HaAdam HaAdam HaChavres Makomo. True honor is that the place doesn't honor man, meaning out external factors don't honor him, but he honors his place. Mabot chiyuvi, a positive view, al kol adam ve'al kol davar, about every person, about everything. She'ifa liros b'chol davar satzad ha'chiyuvi v'ha'ishtadlus l'hamid kol davar m'koma anachon. A yearning to see everything in its positive angle. All worlds created by Hashem, there's a function for everything, there's a harmony. They can make everything work the right way, and he just wants to see everything that way and to set everything in its proper place. B'li hafraza, without going overboard. Hafraza is to exaggerate, to go too far. Zohi hagisha hofyanis l'tamad chacham amiti. That is the characteristic approach of a true Talmud Chacham. Ezehum mechubud hamachavras abriyas, who is honorable one who honors others. Words of Chazal sum it all up. Okay, so now Perek Chi'i. I think the Sefer was really meant probably to start in Elul. So the ninth Perek is about the Yom Noraim, which is not exactly the season we're in right now, but it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to prepare early. And everything's interconnected. So this is a view about the Yom Noraim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Abayis. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah. V'amar Yitzchak Ein Donen Es Aldam Elafi Ma'asav Shel Osa Shoah. Person is not judged, but per his actions at that moment. Shenemar ki shama lo kimas es kol hanar ba'asher hu sham. A famous teaching of Chazal, which is very, very powerful and very, very important. We read it on Rosh Hashanah, the story of Yishmael, and Hashem heard the voice of the nar ba'asher hu sham as he was then. Parentheses va'afilu hu asur la'ashiel acher zman. Even if later we're going to have such trouble with Yishmael. But at that moment he cries out, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu judges him per what he is right then. If you look at the commentary of Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Chananel is one of the early Rishonim. Other Rishonim write about him, Kol Dvarav Divrei Kabbalah. Everything Rabbeinu Chananel says has a Mesorah to it. He's considered very authoritative among Rishonim as a Mesorah from the Gaonim. So he quotes the Rishalmi in elaborating on this. Gemara, the Rishalmi in Rosh Hashanah has the following. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Omer Mehaikra. It's learned, the same concept, but it's learned from the following pasuk. Imzach v'yasher ha'yisa. Imzach v'yasher is a pasuk in Eov. Ha'yisa ein k'siv kan, el imzach v'yasher ata. Achshav. The pasuk in Eov reads, imzach v'yasher ata. If you are pure and straight. So it doesn't say if you were. It says if you are. Meaning now. So, Beir Hadvar, an explanation of the thing is, HaGemara Shalona Machadeshes, our Gemara, he means the Bavli, Ki B'din Shal Rosh Hashanah, Eina Mischashim B'mesha Adam Asad Lios. And the judgment of Rosh Hashanah, we don't reckon with, we don't make calculations based on what the person is destined to be. Afilum Yadua B'Shamayim Kil Achazman Yeh Rasha. Even if it's known in Shemayim that after the passage of time, he'll be a Rasha. Now, this is not exactly the same thing as the tshuva that the Rambam says, Hachiyoida lov yodea talumos. We always quote that Rambam who says that he has to do tshuva to the extent that Kodesh Baruch Hu knows all hidden things, knows that he'll never return to that Aveira. Right now we're talking about the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. We're not talking about the general tshuva process. Yom Kippur is really the day of tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is a judgment at the beginning of the year. And Rav Hol was quoting Gemaras to define it for us. It's really, it's a snapshot, as we'll see. So even if in the future there's going to be a Rasha, in B'sha'as Adin hu b'b'chinas Tzadik, if at the time of the judgment he's in the realm of Tzadik, he's defined as a Tzadik, Donim Asok Tzadik, we judge him as a Tzadik. Ach, Yerushalmi Mosif Bazeh Chiddush Noro, the Yerushalmi is an awesome Chiddush, Afilum Ba'avar Haya Rasha. Even if in the past he was a Rasha. You notice from the Bible you get more the inference that it's talking about, it doesn't matter if his future won't be good. From the Yerushalmi that contrasts Atta versus Hayisa. It's what you are versus what you were. The emphasis is even the past doesn't matter. Imrak b'shas hadin hu bebechinas tzadik. If merely at the time of the judgment he's defined as a tzaddik, he's in the realm of a tzaddik. Gamkein donam asok a tzaddik. We also judge him as a tzaddik. L'cha'ora ze tamua ad ma'ot. At first blush, this seems very hard to understand. Halo kol ha'din urak ala avar. The whole judgment is in the past. What do you judge a person for if not his past? Yeah, his past behavior? In ba'avar haya adam zeh rasha. If in the past he was a rasha, ketzad efshel lezakosam emnishu zman ha'din misnayak tzaddik. How can you exonerate him just because at the time of the din he's conducting himself like a tzaddik? But gedo zach v'yashar ata achshav. Per the definition of Yerushalmi, if you're pure and straight now, ama efo hadin. What's epis is the judgment? What's the judgment about then? Here's his answer. Rosh Hashanah HaKadosh Baruch Hu omid v'bechinas melech ba'olam. Rosh Hashanah HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands in a bechina. I've mentioned we've used the word bechina a lot. It means like a realm, a concept. He's the bechinas, king of his world. Zehu geder shel gilui shechina. This is the definition of revelation of the shechina. Asher befrat b'zman tkiya shofar u'tfilas musaf margishim by the particular time of the blowing of the shofar, which is the trumpet call of Hashem, and during musaf, which is malchios, achronos, and shofars, we feel this. Hashechina miskarevas oz lalibo shel kol adam. The shechina comes near to the heart of each person. B'mida sha'adam muchan l'kabel asa. Per the measure that the person is ready to receive it, accept it. Ha'adam ha'shalibo nishbar b'kirbo mirov shiflus lefnei baro. A person who feels his heart broken within him because of his great lowliness before his Creator. V'chol cheftzo l'skaravela v'sbaruch u'halos ba'asad kol ma'asam. All of his yearning is to come near to Hashem and to elevate himself in the future, his actions, diburov u'machshavosav, b'toru mitzvos b'madrega yoser gavoa, that his speech and his thoughts should be in Torah and mitzvos at a higher level. That's what he feels. Odom zeh nimtza oz b'matzav shel kirvas elokim. That person is in a circumstance of closeness to Hashem. V'asher libo sasam b'osashah, u'machshav to adisha, but a person whose heart is closed at that moment, and his thoughts, adisha is like desensitized, complacent. Ratzalomar, I'm sorry, Rahman al Islam. Rishalam is Rahman al Islam. Also, Tidon Hashchina Shelo Zachabedin. That person, the Shechina will judge, is not being meritorious. He's not living up to the Rosh Hashanah moment. Kizeva din Shor Rosh Hashanah. That's the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. Adam Nivchan Bozeh Ad Kamahu Klila Kabbalah Sashchina. Man is judged, is discerned by this, to what degree he's a vessel to receive the Shechina.
It's his ability to be dependent on how he acted the entire year.
Right, so it's influenced. Judgment, right? It's influenced based on. Right, right. But that's not the judgment per se. It's not that we're looking at his scorecard of the year. We're looking at what he is now. Imagine an athlete who's playing the game. So what I care right now is how he's playing the game. I don't really care how many hours he trained. Is he winning or losing? Is he doing what he's got to do? So obviously, preparation is going to make a difference. But it's not a judgment on the past year, per se.
If you miss every shot during the season, coach not going
to Right, right. But it's not a perfect mashal.
Well, he has profound regret for the things he was based on during the year. Rosh Hashanah has a tremendous power to lead to a positive judgment.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
The regret and the yearning.
Regret doesn't help you 3-point shot, but it can help you.
Hashem is a much more kinder
judge. Kinder, and it's just a different thing.
Even if it's a Russia, so it sounds like even that's not even though he had a terrible year, he's got no studios from that, and yes, it's hard to understand how he could then go. But that's
the right, harder, but possible. Yeah, that, I think that's his point. That's the Bashar who's shown.
That's where Eldo comes in, you got to really work your way up to get to that.
Yeah, I mean, there's this dichotomy. I spoke about this actually on Rosh Hashanah. I don't think he quotes it, but if you look at the Yisod HaTshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah, this is what he's talking about. He's talking about
don't think
about the past so much. If he emphasized not thinking about the past, which when you first read it, it's a little counterintuitive. When we, right. When we think about general tshuva, we think we kind of look over the past and think what needs correcting. But Rosh Hashanah itself, and the Yisod HaTshuva was meant to be read on Rosh Hashanah, is to some degree focusing on the past can make him not think of himself in the right way in Rosh Hashanah. Achein. Tokiv kedushas hayom amalachim yechafezen v'chilur arda yochezen be'emes hakol toli bazeh kitov yosha ata achshav. Indeed, the intensity of the holiness of the day, which is, as we say in davening, and the malachim scurry away and they're seized by trembling and shaking, meaning because of the kingship of Hashem. The truth is, it all depends on are you tov yosha ata. Right now, uba achshav zeh, and this achshav mikupeles is nagusa shala adam meshach kol hashana. It's Rabbi Deutsch's point a little bit. It's all folded up, like we had in Parshas Vayetze. The whole earth is all folded up under Yaakov Avinu. Mikupeles means his foot. His whole conduct from the whole year is folded into this moment. Ashrei mi shehichshir es lavavo. Fortune is the one who's prepared his heart. Beratzon. With the desire to elevate and accepting the yoke of heaven, to be prepared on the awesome day of Rosh Hashanah to be close to the Creator. A person who's devoid of deeds, it's the phrase the Chazan used before Musaf, but it's because he's saying he feels inadequate. A person who's a poor man of action from all year, Kate said, how's he going to stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So it definitely is influenced by what he's done all year, but the point is we want to see how he is in that moment. Rosh Hashanah is a moment, a snapshot in time, and that's why to a certain degree the past and the future don't matter. It's all dependent on how he is about that. I can continue tomorrow.